This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Hey, warriors, this is Megan Barth, because it is Tuesday on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and I always go to war on his behalf in the first hour of his national show. I love his audience. You can find my work, my op-eds, and my voice over on ReaganBabe.com, as well as my daily news feed. And so I hope you go to ReaganBabe.com every day to see what I'll be talking about, what we should be talking about, and what the mainstream media isn't talking about. So if I look at my news feed from today, just a few headlines to kind of tip you off of where we're going in this next hour. First headline, Making Marks Proud. AFL-CIO broadcasts communist propaganda, urges seizing means of production. Spygate, majority of bogus FISA requests to spy on Trump were signed by who? Obama's AG, Loretta Lynch. It's getting really hot in D.C., and I think it's going to be a long, hot summer. Next headline, nearly 100 people indicted, 50 currently in custody, in a massive Houston-based marriage fraud conspiracy. Have you heard about that? I haven't until I read this article, which I will share with you later, because I believe that immigration is and will be one of the top issues, if not the top issue outside of the economy of this campaign, and it should be. Because the Marxists, otherwise known as the Socialist Democrats, or just Democrats, because Joe Biden's being pulled left, he's not left enough for the left, the radical left. So he's saying, hey, about a green revolution, he was quoted as saying. The green revolution, remember that, because it goes back to seizing means of production. You know, when you start listening really closely, you find out that the Democrats sound a lot like communists. And there's no, what would you call it, coincidence to that. So immigration, specifically illegal, and this is why the Marxists conflate the two, between illegal immigration and legal immigration. So top campaign issue, because we got to watch the borders, because it seems like no one else is. Another headline, report shows almost half of all federal crimes committed by non-citizens in 2018. Oh, another immigration issue. And so let's go back to the top, because it all kind of ties in together with the leftist censorship campaign that's going on against conservatives, against the criminalization of speech, specifically conservative thought and speech, against outwardly anti-Semitic congresswomen. And now we're being met by the Marxist left with, well, you're an Islamophobe. Well, no, actually, you're an anti-Semite. And those who protect anti-Semites should be held to account, specifically when the anti-Semite rewrites history, Palestinian history. On Saturday, I host my own show that broadcasts throughout the state of Michigan. And before, Rashida Tlaib said that she found comfort in the Holocaust related to her made-up Palestinian history. I was talking about Rashida Tlaib last Saturday and all of her ties to state designated Palestinian terrorist organizations. So while Ilhan Omar is taking up a lot of the oxygen in the room by her tweets and saying basically to Ted Cruz and anybody that will listen to her, or Liz Cheney, excuse me, that she knows that we are the party of racists and bigots and hatred. Well, no, actually, you have hatred in your heart for the Jews because of who you align with and how you raise money for CARE and how you do fundraisers for CARE. And so as we're peeling back the onion, the socialists and communists keep getting louder and louder, like they're thrashing to hold on to power, because they're nearly there. And if you've been noticing that healthcare has kind of taken a back seat a little bit right now because climate change is polling well amongst the millennials. And they believe that they're going to get the millennial vote because climate change doesn't sell really to Wisconsin. It doesn't really sell well to Michigan. It doesn't really sell well to the Rust Belt workers because they know they will be bankrupt in that Rust Belt area that is doing boomingly well in Trump's economy. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or Sandy, as she was called, Sandy, just said, you know what, we're about as smart as sea sponges, because she was just joking when she said that the world was going to end, or we needed to get something done within 12 years, or the world was going to end. Armageddon's coming, you got to fear something. We've been fearing Mother Earth for now, oh, I don't know, as long as I can remember. In the 70s, we were supposed to have an ice age. But she said she was just joking. Well, then why did Cory Booker repeat it and said we only had 10 years? And why was Bill de Blasio in Trump Hotel, which if you haven't seen the video of the Trump supporters behind Bill de Blasio, go find it. They were riding the escalator up and down as Bill was giving his speech, his Armageddon speech, his 50th Armageddon speech in about a week. So as he was there saying, you know, we are not going to build buildings for companies with steel and glass because that takes up like 5,600 car emissions like a year or something. I mean, you really have to wrap your mind around this insanity in order to understand it. Because it's all the same. It comes from a totalitarian place. It's about control. They want to control your speech. They want to control the way you navigate online through their algorithm censorship. They want to control what you see on Facebook because my page is getting pummeled. A lot of my conservative friends' pages are getting pummeled because some of us are dangerous. But they're not the dangerous ones. It's funny because they're the ones that are calling for basically or aligning themselves with those who call for the destruction of Israel. They're aligning with the communist Chinese. China, no big deal, Joe Biden says. Oh, really? Well, China's kind of freaking out right now. And China actually said, if I can get this, calls for people's war against the U.S., vows to fight for a new world. Who does that sound like? Does that sound like the green revolutionists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? She seems to be spouting the same propaganda as the communist Chinese, as the communist Chinese calls for a people's war against the U.S., vows to fight for a new world. Who keeps promising us a new world? The communist left. And I am so happy that I actually got a phone call when I was coming into the studio today from one of an old dear activist friend of mine and a friend of mine named Karen Sigman. And she's going to be on with us at 3:30 today. And she is the head of the AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Go there on this next break. Check the website out. And then I want to know if you think Karen is dangerous. Because Karen was just fired by UCLA as she was a tenured professor there of mathematics, PhD in mathematics. She was just fired from her position at UCLA because of her outside political activities. So no, Karen's not a Marxist. She's not a communist. She's not a Democrat socialist. She's a conservative Republican. And she has a PhD in math. And she's a professor. And so what she got was basically the treatment by Marxist professors who said that she was somehow a, guess what? Racist. And so because of these unfounded accusations, a professor at UCLA was just silenced, deplatformed, and demonetized. And that's what the left wants, and that's what they're doing. Whether it is through their technology monopolies that heavily lean Democratic when it comes to their limit on freedom of speech and who they consider dangerous and who they promote and who they pal around with. So I will be able to have a, basically, she was on Breitbart with Joe Pollack the other day. You can find a story about Karen Sigman at Ricochet, and I'll post that story on my Reagan Babe Facebook as well as Twitter so you can read up on it. But Karen and I were activists back in the day. And one thing I know as an activist And I wouldn't consider myself a politico. Because you need to get into the belly of the beast. And that's what the Tea Party did. Karen and I used to have rallies, conjoined rallies, what have you. Thousands of people at the federal building in L.A. Thousands. In the heart of the belly of the beast. And so that is why I love the opportunity to speak to you every day this hour on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Because they haven't come for radio. Well, they have come for radio. But they haven't gotten us yet. And so really this is the last, I think, platform that is not being demonetized. And it isn't limiting our freedom of speech to really speak the truth. Because the truth isn't being told by the mainstream media, especially when it comes to what's going on with Bill Barr and the latest appointment he made, a good old federal prosecutor out of Connecticut. And originally out of Boston. So we're going to get to the story about the investigation of the investigators. I'll be interviewing Karen Sigmund, don't forget about that, at 6:30, with AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Go to ReaganBabe.com, see what we'll be talking about for the next 45 minutes. And in the meantime, you got some time to do that. We got to go this break, keep the lights on. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, filling in for War. He'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil,
S. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill for his wisdom teeth. I have emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had three doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month, a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, folks out there in War's world. This is Megan Barth sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root, going to war on his behalf every Tuesday afternoon noon as I light up this microphone. I love this microphone. We are on, you and I, until 7 o'clock Eastern, and then Wayne will take back over his show. And real quick, I have to, I always, if I misspeak, I make sure I correct myself, so the truth is always out there, and I don't mind admitting I made a mistake, but when I said it was UCLA, it was not. Karen Sigmund was not fired from UCLA. She was fired from a private school in L.A. So forgive me, private school in L.A., and she has been a professor teaching since 2002. She was at the East Coast for a few years. She was a scientist for 17 years. And this specific school that fired her, which I will not divulge the name, but if you dig around, you can likely find it, this school was 4 years. And so Karen was fired for her outside political activity, which had to do with the American Freedom Alliance, which advances the values and ideals of Western civilization. Well, advancing the values and ideals of Western civilization certainly doesn't sit well with the communist Chinese, nor does it sit well for the communist that walks amongst us, specifically in the Democrat Party. I don't know about you, but if I were to honeymoon, I wouldn't run over to the nearest communist country I could go to and drink vodka with my fellow comrades. I wouldn't be praising Cuba either. And all you see are these types that continue to praise Cuba. And I don't know if you caught this, but it was a story that wasn't kind of overlooked last week. And it was that Cuba is now rationing food. And that was the headline. And it was kind of deceiving in the way it was written, although I appreciated the fact that it was written. The Cuban government has always rationed food. And I mentioned this, I think it was last week or last Tuesday or maybe the week before, that I had an Uber driver a few weeks back. And we started talking, of course, and then he says that he's from Cuba, as he says, and he still has his mom back there, and that his mom's rationed food is even going to go down further. And I said, well, what did she get? And he said, well, every month they would give her, and this is rationing, this is what communist socialist governments do, they ration food. Everyone might be fed, but everyone's only getting a certain amount of rice and a certain amount of beans and a certain amount of plantains, and if they're lucky, they'll get chicken. And if they're super lucky, they'll get beef, but that rarely happens. But since Venezuela is collapsing under the weight of socialism, it's not collapsing under the weight of the free market. Since Venezuela is collapsing, so is Cuba. And now the socialists are going to ration even more food, and this is what my Cuban Uber driver was telling me. That instead of chicken, they were going to get crocodillos. And I said, what are crocodillos? I've never heard of crocodillos. I speak Spanish. Crocodillos, crocodillos, crocodillos. Oh, crocodile. Okay, so they're going to start, I guess, eating crocodile, if they're lucky. And maybe ostrich. And this is always the result of socialist communist regimes. So when you see Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as Sandy, and when you see Rashida Tlaib and her Marxist anti-Semitic sister screaming that they're democratic socialists, they're no different than the Castros of the world. They're no different than the Maduros of the world. They're no different than any socialist totalitarian that you can think of, because the end result of socialism through a tyrannical government is always poverty, it's always starvation, it's always hunger, and it's always despair. It's never about the human spirit. And so the human spirit is very alive, I know, in this audience, very alive in me. We'll fight back after this break. Keep the spirit alive. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Check that out. And we'll be right back with Karen Sigmund of the American Freedom Alliance.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump addresses energy workers in Louisiana on Tuesday to promote his administration's energy policy. The president claimed the Green New Deal would put energy workers out of a job.
And now they talk about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. Everybody go home. You just lost your jobs. The Green New Deal is... That's a hoax like the hoax I just went through. I'm not even sure. It might be a bigger one. And mine was pretty big. Mine was unlimited. Think of it. The Green New Deal. Under that deal, I didn't have this. This isn't down. But John Kennedy, Bill, under that deal, everybody in this room gets fired.
At least 17 people are hurt in a crash involving a school bus in North Carolina. Video shows the Head Start bus being overturned on a highway about 40 miles east of Charlotte. And Donald Trump Jr. agrees to testify in front of the Senate in mid-June. The scope of the questions, though, is limited to five topics. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You're going to buy gold and silver. You know you are. You're a conservative. You understand the value of gold and silver, but you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Just call up and find out if you qualify, and they'll ship you $199 coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions. It could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you guys for holding on through our other break. It keeps the lights on for us. Our sponsors are great people. Check them out. We use our sponsors. That's why we advertise for them. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the Wayne Allen Root, as I do every Tuesday, to go on war on his behalf. He'll be here in about a half an hour, taking back his show. But before we get to our next guest, I wanted to kind of give you an introduction to her organization called the American Freedom Alliance. And their mission statement is: the American Freedom Alliance is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization which promotes, defends, and upholds Western values and ideals. AFA sponsors conferences, publishes opinions. AFA sponsors conferences, publishes opinions, distributes information, and creates networking groups to identify threats to Western civilization and to motivate, educate, and unite citizens in support of that cause. On their board, is one of my favorite people who happens to be, or one of their fellows, is Trevor Loudon. And so this interview that I'm going to conduct is with Karen Sigmund. And she is the president on the board of directors. She has a PhD in math. And she's been a long-time co-activist with me going all the way back to California. So I'd like to welcome Karen to the show. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Megan. So great to be on with you. Thank you. I want a tiny correction. My PhD isn't in math, but my bachelor's is. But thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And so you have a PhD in what then?
I have a PhD in education and American culture and a master's in international relations. So just a whole lot of stuff. But yes, thank you.
And a whole lot more than 99.9% of the people have. That's right.
And Trevor's a great friend of mine as well. So, yes.
Well, he's been a clarion call. Yeah, he's been a very good voice in the whole movement to expose what I would call the radical underbelly of the left, which is really just inherently Marxist and communist, and it shouldn't really surprise us. And so when I heard of your story from a mutual friend of ours out of L.A., David Sussman, and he said that you had been fired, give our listeners just a little background of, you know, your tenure as a professor, your outside activism, and then how your firing came to be.
Right. Well, I am president of AFA, as you said, and as such, I do defend Western civilization, something I'm proud of, and I'm kind of shocked that we aren't all engaged in that, but we live in very weird times. So I am president of that, and on Sunday, we held an all-day conference. We had 20-something speakers on the topic of the left's long march through the institutions. Because every time we turn around, we see something else has been subverted, and people tend to be shocked. Hollywood, the news media, the NFL, education, every time, religion, our churches are all being subverted. Every time we turn around, something that's a major cultural element to our society has been sort of gutted. So its major function has been taken out, and it's all been replaced with advancing the leftist narrative. We had this conference all day long on Sunday, and Monday, I literally, within 24 hours, I found out that the school where I teach math, and I've taught there for a number of years, and actually I went there as a child, so I have a very warm place in my heart for it, chose to not renew my contract for next year, citing my widely publicized views.
And now, do they put that in writing? Yeah. I'm just curious. Do they put...
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. If I was a lawyer, I'd be happy.
No, it's great. And this is one of my favorite quotes from an email that I got. A fellow teacher of mine had written that I had made the following statement in one of my speeches as head of AFA. Each of us here, so he quoted me, right? Each of us here believes in the unparalleled force for good that's Western civilization. It is our heritage, whether we were born here or not. Right? I said that because I believe it to be true. And I said that in a talk at AFA, and somebody went and dug around on my website. Whatever, that's fine. But this was cited as a reason to not keep me on because it clearly shows that I reject anybody other than that, which is, I can't even understand that. So defending Western civilization is somehow hostile, and it's just bizarre. So, yeah. So defending Western civilization can get you fired.
The professor that you worked with that wrote this complaint regarding the speech you gave at this event in regards to defending Western civilization, did he say something you could only conclude that this means, or you could only deduce that this means? I mean, he basically labeled
it.
Yeah. So that's what's always interesting about what I would call the heckler's veto or the Marxist tactic is that they are the only ones with the answers, the only ones with the ideas, the only, you know, they're Puritans. And
yes,
the Marxists.
Absolutely right.
And from what I take from that statement was completely different. Completely different than he did. So obviously there's not only one way you can take that statement.
Well, and it's such incredibly twisted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing air quotes here around the word logic because it literally makes no sense at all. Mm-hmm. And as you say, it is. Everything has to be shoved into their narrative, right? And so for me to say such a thing has to be cast as evil because Western civilization is evil, and for anybody to say such a thing must be evil and therefore must be shut out. So I know that this teacher, I don't know who it is, but I know whoever it is really in their heart feels that they're doing a good thing by saving students from an evil person such as me. And this is part of, I mean, this was what we described on Sunday about the Long March. This is what they do. They take the function, in this case, education. Take that piece out, because educating children, we all know, is not the major function of schools anymore, but to indoctrinate. And if I'm working from a position of Western civilization is a good thing, and the narrative, the dominant narrative that they all have to be imbued with is that Western civilization is evil, my very presence can't be tolerated. And it's really kind of shocking. I also heard that I make teachers uncomfortable, which is really weird because I'm the one, you know, among all the rest, I'm not allowed to have feelings about being uncomfortable. Personally, I am uncomfortable, but I don't care because I'm a grown-up, and I suck it up, and I just do my job.
How many teachers in your school wear resist shirts? How many teachers in your school have any? I mean, do you see this type of anti-Trump Democrat propaganda in and around your halls that teachers are promoting either through their clothing or through their lectures?
Everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere. Okay.
Through their lectures. I don't see a lot wearing resist t-shirts, but I do see some. And I see Obama mugs. And I know that teachers have said the day after the election, they feel this is like another 9/11, and I said, really, to my students who come in, they're all shaken up, you know, because teachers are telling them this is literally like a terrorist attack on the United States. And to which I said, here's a suggestion. How about if we give the guy a little bit of time and see what he actually does before we start screaming that the sky is falling and our buildings are falling? I know of teachers who suggest, you know, we're learning how to write an essay. Here's an example of a thesis statement. Trump is a moron. I've seen essays at the middle school that describe the election interference and we don't want an orange man as president. So there is propaganda everywhere, and I'm just talking about a handful of things.
And does that make you feel uncomfortable? It would make me feel uncomfortable. If I was a conservative Trump-supporting student, I would feel uncomfortable.
Right. And this is another thing that I hear from my conservative students who are consistently ever so grateful that I am there, that I don't denigrate their beliefs because others do. I also hear from my non-conservative students how grateful they are that they just hear another side because they get it. They get that what they're being, what's being shoved on them is prop. They know it. They understand it. And they all want to know my opinion on certain things. And whenever I give an opinion, I say, this is my opinion. I wasn't going to give it, but, you know, you're asking. Here we go. It's my opinion. And then I always tell them afterwards, I always tell them, don't believe what I say. Go look it up for yourself. I urge them to vote. But I'm not going to tell you who or what or whatever to vote for. Do your own research. Find out for yourself what you believe to be true. And then cast your vote. Be heard. I never, ever insist that anybody believe what I say. And I tell them, if you take nothing from me in the years that you've had me as a teacher, I hope the one thing you take is skepticism. Always deeper.
A healthy dose of skepticism. Karen, where can people find your GoFundMe page?
Yeah, it's conservative teacher fired, and then hashtag I stand with Karen. It's a GoFundMe campaign that we just started.
Conservative teacher fired, hashtag I stand with Karen.
Yes.
Okay, great. In the meantime, they can reach you through AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Karen, thank you so much for your time. I'm definitely going to donate to your fund. Everybody go to GoFundMe. That was Karen Sigmund from American Freedom Alliance. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, fundamental, did I just say that? I'm going to leave that in. If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
War now!
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Wayne will be here in the 4 o'clock hour, which is 7 o'clock Eastern. And I was just checking the headlines when we were on this last break, and we missed it when I was talking to Karen Sigmund of AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Check her out. But Trump Jr. has agreed to testify before the Senate Intel Committee. Headline on Fox News, Trump Jr. reaches last-minute agreement to testify before Senate Intel Committee. Donald Trump Jr. has reached an 11th-hour agreement to testify, most likely in June. The development capped a contentious episode that began when the panel, led by Chairman Richard Burr, yes, Richard Burr, thank you, he obviously doesn't know the enemy, and then, of course, ranking member Mark Warner, Democrat, subpoenaed the president's son. Trump Jr. had been concerned about an open-ended time and subject commitment. In addition, Fox News has learned Trump Jr. was prepared to make the committee hold him in contempt and had a defiant letter drafted and ready to send. But at the last minute, the committee reached out to resolve the dispute. Ultimately, the panel agreed to limit questioning to 1 to 2 hours with narrow room for follow-ups, Fox News has learned. A source familiar with the discussions told Fox News the panel never would agree to limit topics. So instead of being sit there grilled for, 8 or 10 hours or 12 hours or however long that they want to keep them, they've already grilled them for, I think, 27 hours. They're going to have 1 or 2 hours to meet with him. And I don't know if it's going to be public. I have not seen that yet. But the chaos continues, because why not? That's how the Democrats operate in politics. It's always creating chaos in order to create fear, which creates dependency, and then the vicious circle of the dependency on the Democrat Party keeps churning and burning. That's why they have to scream racist. And people are waking up, though. You can only scream wolf so long, right? I mean, they've been screaming it for as long as I've been alive, it seems as though they have. I mean, it just... And they believe that if they scream louder, that they'll win. And I don't think so. I mean, they'll, like I said, take the oxygen up out of the room. They'll have some millennial, younger millennial voters, 18-year-olds. Now they want to lower the voting age to 16. Why do you think they want to do that? Oh, thank you. Okay, so our producer, Chris, says it's going to be a closed-door session, which is good, because that's according to NBC, he tells me. Because God knows that the press, those propagandists, will try to find the sound bites in order to create more fear that he's a Russian agent, something to hide. So the Democrats want this chaos to continue, but it looks like Barr ain't having it. Bill Barr, I am liking this honey badger style of an attorney general. This is what I wanted. It was never going to happen with Jeff Sessions, right? I mean, come on. Guy kind of sounded like Elmer Fudd, like didn't know where the hell he was going. Or not Elmer Fudd. Well, he did kind of stutter. Mr. Magoo. He kind of reminded me of Mr. Magoo. Like, he never knew where he was going. It didn't seem like he knew where he was at. You know, a little clueless. Wasn't a fighter. Do you think he was compromised? I don't know. He might have been compromised. But Bill Barr is absolutely the 180 and the kind of guy that we need that only cares about the law and upholding the law and isn't going to play politics with the law like the Democrats have. So we went through this whole entire Mueller investigation, and there's no Russian collusion. But there is. If they get Trump's tax returns, that's where they'll find the Russian collusion. In the tax returns, don't you know? Or the banks. Or the private files, the legal files that they ransacked. So Bill Barr's Spygate prosecutor, John Durham, federal prosecutor out of Connecticut, is already investigating former FBI hack James Baker for leaking information to the press. You know, the Democrats, even Nancy Pelosi said, well, if they lied to Congress, you know, that's a crime. We have a jail right below here. You know, we can start arresting everybody. We'll just arrest everybody and anybody. We'll just arrest every Republican. We're going to start jailing our political enemies just like good commies do. So on Monday, Attorney General Bill Barr assigned top special prosecutor John Durham to investigate the origins of the Russian probe. This is so important. Because if you presented unverified evidence as verified evidence to the FISA court, that's a no-no. That's like planting evidence. That's like manufacturing evidence to create a crime. John Durham, a U.S. attorney in Connecticut, will examine the origins of Spygate, according to a new report by the New York Times. This Levin calls it, citing two sources familiar with the matter. As Christina Layla reported, this obviously comes from Gateway Pundit, Mr. Durham, who was nominated by President Trump in 2017, has a history of investigating potential wrongdoing amongst national security officials. Former Deputy Assistant U.S. Attorney General in the Office of Legal Counsel John Yoo told Laura Ingraham last night that Democrats should be quite worried. John Yoo, if I were the Democrats, I would be quite worried. And the reason why is by appointing U.S. Attorney General Barr is essentially signaling that he thinks it's possible that criminal violations occurred in the start of the whole investigation into any kind of Trump collusion. Also, let's not forget that John Durham not only is investigating James Baker, who was the counsel to James Comey, that liar and leaker, but he was also involved in uncovering a lot of bad things related to Robert Mueller's past and Whitey Bulger. So don't forget that. Maybe Wayne will touch on it. If not, I'll write about it a little bit on ReaganBabe.com. So follow my website. You can follow my op-eds. And also give me a like over on Facebook and on Instagram. Would love to hear from you. If you want to contact me, reach out to me through my website and sign up for my newsletter every Saturday. You get all of the news that I've been talking about all week and some news that you might not have heard about. So thanks so much. Love this hour. Love you guys. We'll be back next Tuesday. Wayne is up next.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Day.